Hello and welcome to Let's Stay Out Together by DJ Harvey or Elita, which is me. And yeah, so I have to apologize because on Tuesday I missed my show. Well, I kind of don't want to apologize, the reason being that I fell asleep. Yay! So yeah, Mila was having like a tough day and she was having lots of tantrums and stuff. So I thought maybe she was tired. And yeah, she was tired, so she had a nap, and then I said, I'm gonna just have a short nap, and, like, see if I can sleep for a bit, and then I'll do my show and stuff. But yeah, I fell asleep, and then 2 hours later, 2.5 hours later, we woke up, and I was so happy, and I was like, whoops, missed my show, that happened, so, yeah. So, yeah, I'm gonna play the same things I was going to play on Tuesday, today, and that's it, this is a playlist today. And it's a kind of interesting playlist, since I'm gonna have to show you guys a few songs from my band that weren't in any of our EPs or album or anything, so they were like B-sides, and yeah, I want you to hear them and stuff, so, but not yet. First I'm gonna play Cage the Elephant, Whole Wide World.
When I was a young boy, my mama said to me, there's only one girl in this world for you, and she probably lives in Tahiti. I go the whole wide world, I go the whole wide world just to find her. Or maybe she's in the Bahamas, where the Caribbean Sea is blue, in the tropical moonlit night. nobody's talking about you. I got the whole wide world.
Out 'cause of the price.
So that was Nadine Shah, Holiday Destination. Before that I played Cage the Elephant, Whole Wide World. And so yeah, I have a few things that I want to talk about today. One of them being that Hugh Hefner died. And well, I don't know why that's news. I guess it's like an obituary or something. So yeah, he died and people are sad about it. And some people like started posting statuses on Facebook. Actually, my cousin died yesterday. That was sad to me, but no one cares. But now Hugh Hefner died and everyone cares for some reason. So my nephew, my young nephew, well, he's not that young. He's like 22 or something. I'm not old. My brother had him really young. Anyway, yeah, I'm old, but whatever. Yeah, so he posted a status saying like, yeah, he was an idol to many and many people wanted to be like him. Like he was a role model or something. And I'm thinking, how is it possible that he was a role, like how? How? Who wants to be like him? He was like basically an old dude in like pajamas forever and like slippers. And he had to stand next to like beautiful women to feel better about himself. I don't know. He was weird. I don't know. I can't feel anything positive about him. I guess he had some nice things. I mean, he had to, right? I mean, probably people really loved him or something. Don't know. Anyway, yeah, so he died. Rest in peace. Whatever. My cousin died too. He had a heart attack. He was quite young, like 50-ish. And he died. So yeah. Rest in peace as well. So people keep dying. I don't know what's going on. Harry Dean Stanton died recently as well. And yeah, people die every day, all the time. It sucks. Such is life, I guess. But you know, there's some people who don't die. Like they seem to be immortal or something. Like who? That dude, Murdoch, Rupert Murdoch. He's living on forever and ever and ever. Maybe he's a mummy and he doesn't know. So that was one thing I wanted to talk about for some reason. Just to like rant about people on Facebook or whatever. And then another thing is, on Sunday, I'm leaving. Yay, it's my holiday. We go to Mexico on Sunday. So I don't think I'm going to be able to do my show for about 2 or 3 weeks. I'll let you know. But I don't think I will be available because the time zone is weird. And I would have to wake up and be prepared like really early to do my show. So that's not going to happen. I don't think so anyway. So, but I'll try, I guess, like if I can, I'll let you know in advance. But if I can't, then you know why, because I'm going to be in Mexico having fun with my family and friends and stuff. So now I'm going to play one of the new songs from the new album of Queens of the Stone Age. This is Feet Don't Fail Me from their Villains album. We'll be right back.
between pleasure and agony. They should follow my footsteps instead of fooling around.
Okay, so that was Liars, Cret Woes. Before that, I played Queens of the Stone Age, Feet Don't Fail Me. And you guys, I have green fingers, literally. Because, yeah, my hair is green now again. So every time, like, I have a shower or something, my fingers become green. And now, I don't know how to, like, wash them off. I guess I should use some alcohol or something, don't know. So that's one drawback of, like, having colorful hair. You get stains and they are difficult to remove and it's weird. But I like my green hair. Yeah, it's much better than, like, black hair. It's much more fun. I like it. Like, I don't know. I just don't feel like a black-haired person. I feel more like a green-haired person, if that makes sense. Anyway, I don't know what I'm saying, so I should probably shut up. And now I'm going to play that song I've told you guys about. Like, this is a B-side of my own band when we used to play and stuff. And we had, like, this EP called M is Correct. But this song wasn't on it. It's just like a B-side. So, yeah, I've said that like a thousand times, I'm sorry. But here it goes, and maybe the audio isn't really great, but I don't know. I'll try to, like, use an equalizer or something. Here it goes. It's Monsters by The Mox. Here it goes. Hope you like it. Oh, yeah, don't be too judgy on the production and audio and stuff, because we made it in our flat and stuff. So here it goes. The Mox Monsters.
They're telling me to stop bracing myself. They're hiding under my sheets, yelling at me. Yelling at me, I don't know where to go. They're scaring me. They make me nervous, they keep yelling at me. Yelling at me that I'm simply not enough, that I lack the strength for gold, that I'm weak and can't hold on, that I'm not who runs the show, that it can't be more than this, that I'm common just like them, that I have nothing to say, that I'm not the one to glare. They have managed to own and control me. They master my thoughts, they're still yelling at me. The day take my willpower.
that was Monsters by The Mox, and I realize it's a bit depressing now that I think of it, but yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I guess I had a lot of anxiety. Still do, but not as much anyway. So what else? I'm glad you liked it, Glenn, and now you have to go to a meeting, so bye. Enjoy your meeting, I guess. And now what? Now another song. This actually was, in M is correct, this is another song by The Mox, but we changed it. So this wasn't the version that was in that EP. So this was like the original version that we recorded in like a closet, and yeah, we mixed it there and stuff. So it's a bit dodgy, and we recorded it in 2005. So yeah, hope you like it though. Innamorata. Okay, so that was Innamorata by The Mox, and I hope you liked it. Ah, Mila needs something. So I'm going to play an OMD cover. This is Enola Gay, also by The Mox. Hope you like it, and then I'll talk to you guys some more. Okay, so that was a cover. It was an Ola Gay original by OMD, and the cover was by The Mox. So I'm not entirely happy with that version. The reason being that the guy that mixed that song, he was a friend of ours, but he was a bit obsessed with autotune, and he used it a lot, even though I begged and begged for him not to use it because I didn't like it. But he did, and that's what happened. Other than that, I really like that song. So, well, actually, I love the song, the original song, so we decided to make that cover. But that happened, that autotune thing, and it's there forever. So I wanted to play that song, actually, a few shows ago, but I didn't find it. I couldn't find it, so finally, I could. And anyway, I want to thank you guys for listening today. How about I thank one by one of you? So, Amber Dawn, thank you for listening. Gert, thank you for listening. Chris, thank you for listening. JTB. And who else is there today? Andy Pandy, I don't know if you're there, but thank you. Who else? Well, my commie friends, Fenris, who I don't know who that is, a new person. But hello, Fenris, thank you for listening. Moondoggy, Grim's Daughter, and Marco, and Glenn, and everyone else who's listening on Archive. Thank you, guys. Hope you're enjoying the show today, even though I'm playing a few of the Mox songs that are weird and B-sides and stuff. And now, Mila wants to listen to the Mox. Okay, well, actually, I'm going to play another cover that we did, but this is a Spanish cover from a band called Alaska y los Pegamoides. They were really big in Spain and in Mexico, actually. So we did a cover of one of those songs, and I hope you like it, even though it's in Spanish. This is No Sé Por Qué by The Mox, Alaska y los Pegamoides cover. Okay, so that was The Mox and a cover for No Sé Por Qué by Alaska y Los Pegamoides. And now, that was enough of The Mox, I think, for today. Mila, do you want to say hello to the people of the internet? What? You want to listen to The Mox? Okay. But first, Mila, I'm going to play a song by The Horrors. And this is Hologram.
We'll be right back. Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. Then this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall and this girl comes up and she's all like, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my And then it's 3 a.m. I'm on the corner wearing my leather. This dude comes up and he's like, hey, punk. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then I'm throwing dice in the alley. Officer Leroy comes up and he's like, hey, I thought I told you. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. And then up comes Zaffo. I'm like, yo, Zaffo, what's up? He's like, done. I'm like, that's cool. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever.
Okay, so that was Liam Lynch, United States of whatever. And before that, I played The Horrors, Hologram. I only have 9 minutes left, though, so I'm gonna hurry up and play the next song. This is The National, Anyone's Ghost.
Say you stay home, going with the flu. Find out from
The National, Anyone's Ghost. So before I go, I just want to say that, yeah, I'll go on holiday on Sunday, so I probably won't be back for a couple of weeks on and on radio, so I'll let you know as soon as I'm available to do my show again. And I hope you guys have a lovely weekend, and if you want to listen to other shows, please go to anonradio.net and check out the schedule. And also, if you want to like make your own show and stuff. There's instructions and things. So thank you guys for joining me today and for listening. I hope you enjoy the next two songs. This is Franz Ferdinand, You're the Reason I'm Living. Okay, and now this is Jealous Girls by Gossip. And thank you guys for listening. See you soon. And thanks for the good holiday wishes. Bye, everyone.